The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've got to talk about the marathon because, of course, it is happening this Sunday. And amongst the 20-odd thousand people running will be Patience Dubé and Coffee Poglu, who are both with me here in studio. You're very welcome, folks. Are you excited, Patience? Nervous? How are you feeling?
I'm very nervous and excited at the same time.
Oh, yeah. So this is your first marathon?
Yeah, it is. It's my first marathon and I don't know what to expect. I've done a half marathon before, but that was halfway through. So I don't know what
to. So during the news headlines, you were lying to me and you claimed that you didn't have a target time in your head. Everybody running a marathon has a time in their head.
Maybe 4 hours, guys. They might wait for long, 5-6 hours.
So how have you found the training for it?
The training has been good, actually, because with our Sanctuary Runners, we have a group where everybody just, when they run, they post their running. So there was group trainings on Sundays.
Mm.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that because you could see people doing 38, 32. That was really like putting us up there to say, get your stuff together.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the word shit together, but
there you go. Coffee, this is your second marathon. Second time. So you are a pro at this stage.
Yeah.
An absolute pro. And I understand you ran your first marathon in 3 hours flat.
Yeah.
So what are you going for this time?
This time, maybe 2:50.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
2:50. So that's, that's close to 4 minutes per kilometre, is it?
Yeah.
About that mark, if not a little under.
Mm-hmm.
So how have you found the training?
Very good, very good, yeah. You have group like Sanctuary every day. The training is going well. But seasonal something. I will train myself too.
Yeah.
That's why I have some mini group to go some 2 times before Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you guys
training in the same Sanctuary Runners group?
Yeah.
And are there many in the group doing the marathon?
Yeah.
There's a good crowd.
We have a lot. I didn't even count. Probably more than 75, I think.
Wow. So a huge amount to be doing it.
Yeah.
How's the body holding up? Any injuries? Patients, any injuries?
No, I don't have any injuries. Like, I've been taking really good care of myself. I can't do anything, guys. I'm running the marathon.
Oh, yeah, you're one of them. Yeah,
yes,
sorry, I can't. Sorry, I'd love to help, but I can't.
But
I'm taking care of my body. You know what I mean? I'm an athlete. Yeah, exactly. Coffee, how have you? How's your body holding up? Okay.
I feel good. I feel good. This is not the first time. Yeah.
I hate you. I have to say that. You're one of the. Look at this. Oh, I'll just run a mad 3 hours, maybe 2:50 this time. I feel good. It's easy. Oh, God. And I think of myself hobbling around. Michael Darren McCauley is with me in studio as well, former Dublin footballer, of course, but CEO of Sanctuary Runners. So, for people who don't know, they never heard of it, Sanctuary Runners, what is it?
Yeah, look, the Sanctuary Runners, it's a movement, it's a bridge building initiative, and it's all focused on community integration. So what we do is we create deliberate spaces all over the country for people to come together, to walk, to jog, to run. And we particularly work with people seeking international protection and refugees over here as well. But it's for all of the Irish communities. So we have over 42 groups. So we're going to be up to 50 by the end of the year, or close to it. We have about 3,000 active members at the moment. It's all going Sanctuary Runners at the moment. So there's people just show up. They can as much commitment as you like. And it's a fantastic. Anyone who hasn't been, I just advise them to come once. See what you feel about it. And sometimes when they hear Sanctuary Runners, they get scared because it's not about the running. And the guys will tell you that as well. The guys are also stupidly modest as well. Like these guys are way.
Yeah,
they're way too modest. There's a lovely, lovely buzz at all the park runs. We have them all over the country.
You wouldn't be tempted to run the marathon yourself?
I only got this job late. That's my excuse.
Look, this is terrible. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they run the marathon every year. So
I think
you're going to have to leave this job before October next year.
I think next year I'm in. I don't think I have any escape in it for next year. Yeah.
So do many sign up for the marathon? Is that kind of a big focus in a lot of the clubs? Is that what you call them? Do you call them clubs around the country? The Sanctuary Running clubs?
Just groups. Yeah.
Groups?
So we have like it's actually a, we reckon it's a world record. We have like 25 people are over here. seeking international protection, and with that comes its extra difficulties, which is, it makes it harder to do. But so it's an unbelievable achievement to do that. And we have over 100 people running it. And then we'll have, look, if you're out in the marathon, you will see the famous Blue Sanctuary Runners t-shirt, because we have hundreds in supporter sections all gathered around the course as well. So it's open, look, and there's all, we're going to have Sanctuary Runners who are going to finish like Kofi very, very quick. And then we'll have other people at the back of the line as well, and everywhere in between. So it's fantastic.
It's great. Regardless of the reason for running it, it is a great day, the marathon in Dublin, and there's great crowds. And for people who've done them in different cities, it's one of the only places where there's crowd the whole route. There are crowds cheering you on. It's brilliant. There's maybe a little bit under the bridge after Chapel Izzard, kind of where there's no crowds and there's a bit of silence for like 2 minutes. And besides that, there's crowds everywhere. So I don't know. What's the weather forecast? Have you been looking at it?
I have. It's partly cloudy.
Okay.
So we're going to have, it's not going to be lashing like last year. Hopefully. Can change anytime, you know.
Yeah, partly cloudy, not too strong a wind.
Yeah.
It's ideal, probably, conditions.
Yeah.
So I'd say you definitely get under the 4 hours then, patience. I mean, you're kind of setting yourself up now.
No, I'm one of those that people, I'm just like Dara saying, to say, there's people in between. I will be the last probably, but maybe in between.
That is fake. Fake news.
Somebody tell me a nice thing about running, that like somebody's first and somebody's last and everyone else is in between. And it's it's like not like the football or whatever, where it's like someone's losing, someone's winning.
Yeah.
It's like we're all in the middle spell.
Yeah. So when did you take over the sanctuary as CEO?
So I'm in about 9 weeks.
Okay.
So yeah, I was a big fan of the organisation beforehand. I've crossed paths with them on a few different times. So Graham Clifford was the founder in 2018, and he's kind of staying involved in an international capacity. So last year, or say just last weekend, we had a global solidarity run. So we had over 75 countries wearing their blue top, running for displaced people all over the world, which was amazing to see. The photos were coming in from absolutely everywhere, from Yemen, from Mozambique, from Zimbabwe, from everywhere. So it was fantastic to see. So look, it's a really kind of powerful movement, and it's on the growth at the moment. Yeah.
And so, what's your kind of vision then as CEO? What do you hope to do with it, or how do you hope to grow it in Ireland?
Well, I think it started that the groups were next to a lot of the kind of big direct provision centres, but now we're trying to get one in every county in Ireland where there's a needs be. And look, I think everyone knows at the moment communities need to talk to each other more than ever with what's happening. And some people won't meet down in a pub, some people won't meet, with all the goodwill in the world from the local hurling club, it mightn't be easy for people who landed over here to go play junior hurling. I can't even play junior hurling. So to kind of create spaces for people to come to walk and talk and get to know each other. And I suppose from the studies that we've done and impact studies we've done, that it's shown that once you get involved in one group, you're more likely to get involved in other groups. So we find people have got involved, started with Sanctuary Runners, then they're in the tidy towns, then they're helping out in the scouts, and then they're volunteering here, then they're working here, there and everywhere. So it's kind of bridge building initiative to kind of, yeah, help.
Yeah, it's interesting the way you describe it, because I actually was thinking about this before you came in, and I was thinking about, you know, the pastimes I have or you know, the way I'd be interacting with my kind of the community. And like that, it's through the hurling club. And it's hard for people from other countries, be they kind of Zimbabwe or anywhere else in the world, to come down and join a local gym, because the games doesn't mean anything. If you and I move to Brazil, we're likely to join the local soccer team or basketball team with the kids rather than some indigenous Brazilian sport we've never heard of. And it's the same thing. And going for a drink and stuff like that, which is the other kind of social outlet, it maybe feels like a bit of a chore, you know what I mean, to do it with people you don't know. But running is ideal, because there's nothing to watch, there's nothing in front of you, you've just have people kind of shoulder to shoulder. It's actually the time that most of us, well, certainly me, who does kind of slow jogging, it's the time I have the longest conversations with other people.
What I mean? Yeah, exactly, yeah. And like, and people just go for a walk, some people just come and volunteer, help out on the day. Nearly all of our groups would have a cup of tea and a sandwich afterwards, so people are kind of getting to know each other. It's really nice.
And Patience, what has it meant for you, Sanctuary Runners? What have you gotten out of it?
I've gotten out lots and lots of friends, because sometimes it's just not about running. It's about you guys finishing. We can start the run without talking to each other, without knowing each other. But by the time we're finishing, the run, everyone's like, how was that? Oh, I'm so down, like I'm dead. Like, we now communicate how the run was, how it felt, even if it's the 5K from the park run that we do every Saturday. So as much as we don't talk, we don't interact with the community, or we don't have anything to say to them at the beginning of the race, but by the time we finish, we have something to say. Or on the way, they just like, keep going, you're doing great. Those words only, like, I can say them to the next person that I meet on the way. So, which is very phenomenal. Like, I find it very amazing.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's a community.
It's a community. Like, we interact so much. It's a cup of tea, or even if it's just their work, someone's just walking, just to encourage them to keep going.
So, Kofi, what do you get out of it? What do you enjoy about being involved with Sanctuary Runners?
Sanctuary Runners, very lovely. You know, since from Kilani, start from Kilani, Sanctuary Rani, too much friendly, give you motivation, you know, Dublin too much, not talk about, you know, plenty good idea.
Yeah.
Start, you know, you start 5K, no talk too much. When we finish, yeah. Well done, fair play, every too much, you know. Lovely,
yeah.
Lovely,
and the slice of cake and everything afterwards. Yeah. Well, that's the most important. It's the only reason. That's the only reason we do any of this, isn't it?
Jeez,
yeah,
from
Hubeck,
Paul, Mick, and Deirdre, they always bring nice cup of tea and bananas.
I was just asking patients. I was like, "How's the training going this week?" She was like, "Oh, it's so good." She's like, "I just eat food."
Yeah. Carbo loading now and everything. Yeah.
I was like, probably back to the football days.
Yeah,
the day before the match, they were the best days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, loads of carbs. So you meant Killarney, is that where you started doing that? And now Dublin now as well. So like Michael Dyer, that's I guess because it gives a sense of how spread around the country it is. And you mentioned there's other groups opening up. There's a few black spots probably, are there, where you'd kind of encourage people to maybe get one going?
Yeah, look,
there's a black spot in Kilkenny, I noticed from the website, actually.
People are contacting us saying, geez, our communities aren't talking. This is something that we could bring.
Yeah.
We have a conversation tomorrow with people in Dublin 8 who have said they need one. And I live in Dublin 8, so that's handy. And in Black Rock, so just two Dublin groups.
And when you say kind of people there who need, like, who's reaching out to you generally? Is it kind of people from the new Irish community? Is it other people?
It's a mix of people, yeah.
Okay.
And another thing that we find is that often, particularly with people seeking international protection, that they can be put in different parts of the country. So you might start in Finglas and then you move to Galway or Donegal. And what we find is that once, like, I was talking to a girl and she started in Finglas and she was put up to a house in Donegal, and then there was a Sanctuary Runners group there. So straight away she had a new family that she could, it was integration straight away.
Yeah.
So that was a real beautiful thing. And even someone was telling me that they landed in a new town and they just saw the blue running by them and they're like, come back here. So it's a nice, yeah.
Well, you see plenty of blue running by you if you're out cheering on the Marathon Runners this weekend. Patience and Kofi, listen, best of luck.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. And Michael Darren McCauley, thank you as well for coming into a CEO of Sanctuary Runners.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.